Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And let's get right to it. You know, I understand you have to have a great product. I understand you have to have great service. I understand that you have to have competitive pricing. You have to have good people that work for you. But all of those things have very little to do with your success. Now, there's a conflict here. Yes, they do have something to do with your success. But the product alone, the employees alone, the building alone, everything that you can think of is what's a help in becoming successful. It's the tools of being successful. But if you're not running your business correctly, if you're not thinking about your business, if you're not in a situation where you sit down and you plan strategy all the time, all of those things will mean nothing. They'll have very little to do with success because you won't be successful. The greatest product in the world, unless it's executed by a great company and great salespeople, will not mean anything. You'll just go by the wayside. You're not giving great customer service, nobody's going to want to do business with you. If your pricing's too high, no one's going to do business with you. You have to be in a situation where you're sitting down every single day and you are making time to think. And if you're making time to think and you're thinking about your business and you're dividing it up into different sections, let me think about what my prospecting is all about. What are my salespeople doing? What is the pitch that they're using? What are my marketing materials like? What is my customer service like? What worked today? What didn't work today? Who's on top of their game? Who was on top of their game and they're no longer on top of their game? It's about your thinking, taking all the good ingredients that you have, your product, your people, your service, your message, and thinking about how you are going to deliver that message, how you're going to manage that message, how you're going to manage the people that work for you. You can't just show up in the morning and just put everything on autopilot. When you put everything on autopilot, even though you have a great facility and you have everything that should make you successful, you will not be. Your coworkers, your employees, many times they may be good in their particular disciplines, but they are not a leader, a CEO. You are the CEO. You are the person who runs the place. You are the person who makes the rules and the decisions with their help. So if you're not directing, if you're not thinking, if you don't know what the next step is, if you don't have the next plan, if you don't know what we're doing today, this week, this month, this year, if you haven't thought it through, if you're not looking for where the weakness is and the problems, and you're not planning strategy, everything else will be irrelevant. And that's why I say success in business has very little to do with your product. Although, of course, we know it has a lot to do with your product. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.